You know, one of the areas we haven't touched upon yet that it behooves us to as we close off this conversation is well-being, the well-being of every individual on the planet. Because without that level of well-being, one can't function, one can't contribute to society, much less live their own lives. So, Jonathan, tell us about human rights. What are they?
When I think about human rights, I always dig. Again, we're back to digging. And this is the digging that gets us to dignity. There is no etymological link between the two there.
Beautiful, though.
It sounds good, but I think we know that there is no etymological link between digging
and
dignity.
I'm going to check as you talk.
It's okay. Yeah, I don't think so. But dig for what? Because this is it. It would be natural as a North European democratic citizen or as a European citizen to think that human rights are the foundation of everything. And they're not. Dig, 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 dig. There is something underneath human rights. There's something even more fundamental than that. And it's this. And this is where I use language where, I said earlier that I'm not a believer. I don't belong to a formal religion. But I've always felt, certainly as I get older, this is part of the midlife crisis, I think, that the God-shaped hole, which is inside all of us that don't have a religion or not yet. And I sometimes feel that our secular language has limits, and you need the language of faith and religion to bridge that gap. I've written to friends in need, friends who are really suffering, and it's not enough to say, I send you my love and best wishes. I have sometimes said, I send you a prayer. I pray for you. And I say to myself, oh, am I being untruthful here? Can I say that?
Misaligned, perhaps?
I don't know. I do feel slightly uncomfortable when I say that, but I do it because I recognize the limits of my own language, and that it's just not enough to cross my fingers or hope that you get better. Or there is something in the idea of saying a prayer, which I don't know. I don't know, it just seems to give or offer more, a greater commitment or the prospect of comfort, solace. I don't know.
Is there a religion of analogy and metaphor?
My first thought on that is that the Bible, whatever we think about the Bible, and I'm not going to go into that, but it's full of great stories and metaphor, because these people knew what they were doing. They were great storytellers. Mm-hmm. So very much so. Religion is, to state the obvious, religion is not a statement of fact.
So what if you were to replace that prayer and that email with a beautiful metaphor?
Well, yes. Yes. That's great advice. I think that's a great idea. I think that's a great idea.
That's sort of like your chunk of coal.
Yeah. No, I love that.
Turning it into a diamond, you mean?
No, the girl, the picture,
the
original.
Yes, yeah. The artwork. Yes,
sure,
yes, yes.
Sure. But let me just go back to this, to human rights and why I think there's something underneath human rights. There is a foundation beneath human rights, something that human rights sits on. And it's the idea of a soul. And that's the word I wanted to use, soul. Which has many connotations. It has Christian connotations, but it's also one of the great musical genres of the 20th century, soul music. But the reason I use that word is I believe that every child, wherever she is born, whatever her circumstances, is born with a dignity, a sacred dignity. There you go, another religious word. every child is born with a sacred dignity that can never be taken away, that can never be diminished. And the reason I use the word soul is because that dignity that resides in that child, is not in the body, it's not in the skin and the bones and the blood, it's in a human spirit that can never be defeated and never taken away. That's why we say soul. And that leads me to human rights, because I think human rights today in Europe, even as they are tragically and very worryingly being trampled on, those human rights are nonetheless one of the great achievements of our modern Europe, because we faced the abyss. We had come out of the abyss, the Holocaust. So that the European Union is built on the shame of Auschwitz. Yeah, the European Union is built and rooted in the shame of Auschwitz and a determination that that can never, never, never happen again. So human rights for me it's not a legal doctrine. It is based on a human truth. It's my truth, but I think it's shared by, I hope it's shared by millions of Europeans and North Americans, that